When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
You believe in a lot of cases that men and women have roles.
Oh, yeah.
If we walking up to the car and I don't open your car door, what do you say?
Open the door.
You better believe it.
Yeah, no, I am with you. I think
so that, you make daddy a sandwich.
I think I will after I get out of the shower.
Yeah. We're going to take a look at some videos. These are all videos having to do with gender roles. And I assume, I haven't seen any of these ahead of time, but I assume that these are all are mostly TikTok videos. So we're going to get insight from TikTok on the question of gender roles. And I'm sure that the insight will be quite profound and indeed insightful.
In reference to the passage that discusses wives submitting to husbands, I asked, what did women need protection from? The most common answer I got was animals, wild animals, and natural disasters. Assuming this is the case, is this command still relevant in a modern context? Or are men sincerely convinced that they're out here saving us left and right from bears and tsunamis?
Well, yeah, if you ask a bunch of stupid people a question, you'll get stupid answers.
Honestly, as stupid as a stupid does.
So there's no surprise there. But what do women need protection from? I mean, first of all, that's actually not even necessarily a very stupid answer. First of all, it may be the case for you as someone living, you know, in a comfortable environment in the modern Western world. It may be the case for you that you don't have to worry about animal attacks. That's the kind of, like, that's a real threat for actually billions of people who currently live on planet Earth right now. That is the kind of thing. And in fact, when we talk about, you know, where do we get the idea that men should be protectors? Well, this is an ancient idea, and it goes back to a time when things like animal attacks were a relevant threat to most people who lived on Earth. Natural disasters. If you have a tornado bearing down on you at this exact moment, then it's unlikely that a man will be able to step in your way and, like, punch the tornado and make it go away. But I don't think that's what people mean when they talk about natural disasters. Here's one way that we protect ourselves from natural disasters. I'll tell you one way is by building homes that will be able to withstand natural disasters. And who are the people building, doing all the building, like almost all the building?
I'm reinforcing the header.
That's great, buddy.
As soon as the zoning committee gives me their approval, I know the bank's going to release the money. Right now, I'm just asking anyone to just, you know, power through.
Okay, if I was to look, and I don't have the information right in front of me, and so anyone is free to fact check me on this.
Let's get to work, people.
But if I was to look at the demographics for construction workers, am I going to find that it's 50-50 men and women? Or am I going to find that nearly every construction worker on the planet is a man? So that is actually an example of men protecting women and themselves and society. But there are many other things as well that women would need protection from, you know, crime, violence. These are all very relevant things. Like, if you live in a city, you probably don't have to worry about a lion chasing you down, but you do have to worry about criminals. That's why if you live in a high crime area, or even if you don't live in a high crime area, and you're a woman, you're probably going to feel much safer if you have a man at home with you. There's a question for you. You take any woman at all, I don't care how feminist and how empowered they think they are, will they feel safer at night knowing that a man is in their home? Like, if they're married, do they feel safer when their husband is there at night or if they're home alone? I think for nearly every single woman, they'll say, yeah, I feel safer when a man is there. Now, flip it around. Is there any man who feels safer at night at home knowing that his wife is there? No, I mean, I can say this as a man. I'm happy that my wife is there. I don't feel physically safer. I don't think to myself, well,
if anybody breaks in, at least my wife is here to handle it.
So I think that also tells you something about the gender roles and how they still apply. Are you one of the millions of American men and women dealing with premature hair thinning and hair loss? Or maybe you're scared about inheriting that thinning look because it runs in the family. Well, finally, there's a real solution that delivers on its promise without the harsh side effects, unwanted chemicals, and unpleasant smells. Provia Hair Care uses a safe, natural ingredient called Procapil to effectively target the three main causes of premature hair thinning and loss. Provia supports healthy scalp circulation and delivers nourishing nutrients to strengthen hair follicles and anchor them to your scalp. Provia guarantees more hair on your head than in the shower drain. Provia is effective for men and women of any age and safe on colored, treated, and styled hair. Provia works guaranteed or 100% of your money back. It's that easy. Right now, new customers save over 50% off on Provia's introductory package at proviahair.com/walshyt. See results for yourself right now. Don't wait. That's proviahair.com/walshyt.
I want you to be true to yourself, not restricted by what society expects of your gender. I mean, to me, Dad. Mom and I believe you can do whatever you want, despite society's pressure. Put you in a box. Girl, boy, man, woman. And here we are, 1 month into your life. I'm outside doing the matcha work while Mom's inside cleaning and feeding you. I understand it's normal to have some things gendered, but we weren't like this before you. And honestly, it worries me as your role model. But the lesson I'm learning here is that there will be moments in life where things we do are gendered. But it doesn't mean that you're restricted by your gender in your journey to discovering your true self. Much love.
Yeah, of course, because if you want to send a message to your, how old's the baby? It's like a 1 month old baby. Yeah. So if you want to send a message to your baby, the way to do it is to make a TikTok video. How about if you want to impart lessons to your child? And I mean, when they're infants, it's a little bit early. They're not going to understand what you're saying. But as they get a little bit older, how about you just sit down and talk to them? So that of course tells us that you're not actually talking to your kid. You're talking to society because you want to be applauded for your enlightened attitude, which is not enlightened attitude. It's like, he's outside building something and feels the need to apologize for it to the world. Like, yeah, I know I'm building something and my wife is home caring for the baby, but don't make any assumptions. Even though we feel that we're enlightened, I would not send my wife out to go build the shed while I'm at home feeding the baby. That's not gonna happen. Which only goes to show that even the people who think that they are beyond gender roles and that they're living a life beyond them, even those people really aren't. Because a lot of what we call gender roles, these are ingrained in humanity. And they're not arbitrary, is the point. There's a reason why it works out this way. Men are a certain way. Women are a certain way. Women have certain capabilities that men don't have. Men have certain capabilities that women don't have. And the whole point of gender roles, okay, it's not an arbitrary designation that was invented by society to oppress you and to make you feel bad. It's more society recognizing these differences in men and women and these capabilities that men have and these capabilities that women have and saying to the individuals, well, there are responsibilities that come with that. You're a man. That means you're going to be stronger than your wife. You know, you're going to have, so there's a responsibility that comes with that strength. You're supposed to use that in a certain way.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Actually makes a lot of sense when you think about it. And you don't have to think about it that hard to see that it makes sense. That'll do it. We'll end it there. Talk to you tomorrow. Godspeed.
She'd never bother with people she'd hate. That's why the lady is a tramp.
When everyone is on the same page, getting things done is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that enables your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.